This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says in Chulin Dav Chav Zayinom in Beis that dogim lav b'nei shchita ninu. Mishnah Bayos tells us that there's a chilik between a behema v'oif, even though behema chaya, as opposed to oif, even though all of them need shchita. Behema and chaya need both simonim, both the kona and the voisha, to be shechted, as opposed to an oif, which only has a chiv shchita v'simen echov. Whereas dog, the Gemara says, dog and fish do not have a need to be shechted at all. B'shum d'chsiv, the Gemara says, in the middle of the Amud Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Hatzoynu boki yishochet lohem, es kol digei hayom yosef lohem, basifo ba'al nosagil hu. The Gemara brings from the passing of Pashas Ba'al Yischel, where Moshe Rabbeinu said that Tzoynu boki need shchita, and digei hayom only need asifa, only need to be gathered in. So it seems that there is no need for shchita, and that's the Gemara's makor. Bepashtus, that means that by dag there is no halacha whatsoever of how one can eat the dagim. Theoretically, one could take a live fish and eat it. Maybe it's bal tashaktzu to eat a fish while it's wiggling around, but there's no iser insofar as a lack of a matur is concerned. However, there's an interesting shita of the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. There's actually two shitas. The Rambam, in the beginning of shita, says that the same way a behema and a chaya and a oif become mutter shchita, behem and a chaya with two simonim and a oif with simon echot, the fish become mutter be asifa. The Rambam doesn't look at asifa just as saying that there is no need to do anything to be matter of fish. There's a need to be matter of fish be asifa. The process of taking the fish out of the water is in and of itself the process of being matir the type of bal chai, which is called a fish. Very interesting. It's not pshat that there is no need for anything. There's a need for asifa. The Rambam gives an in. The Rambam brings a pasuk also by chagodim, by grasshoppers that also don't have a din shchita, the kosher grasshoppers. That is oisav achsil. The Rambam brings a pasuk, and the Rambam says that even the grasshoppers, the chagodim, or the dogim that die by themselves in the water or on the ground are also mutter once you pick them up. The Rambam says because the asifa is taking even the dead fish out of the water. Whereas, let's say by an animal, a behemah, a chaya, an oif, the need for shchita is the need for shchita, and it can only be niskayim in a live animal, a live oif. However, asifa is dogim, the process of asifa, which means literally gathering, but what he calls the taking it out of the water could be done even when the fish is already dead or the chogav is already dead. The asifa itself is the matir. This is the way the Kesem Mishnah explains the Rambam. And the Kesem Mishnah brings that Rav Sadia Gaon was the one who had this approach, that chagovim and dogim also need a matir, also need to undergo a process to be matir and achila, as opposed to plants, where you're allowed to lean over onto the ground, you're allowed to lean over onto a tree and eat something, which is a tzemeach. But a chai needs a matir. Rav Sadia Gaon says that if that's the case, then a fish, which is in the water, if a fish dies in the water, then it does not become mutter. It's only mutter if it's taken alive out of the water, either caught in a net or pulled out of the water by any means. That asifa is what's mutter, because the Torah says, he brings the same pasuk, the Torah says, called Gayom Yosef Lehem. But by him it was also pashut that the dogim and the chagovim need a mutter, they're not mutter without some type of process. That process is easier. It doesn't need a ma'aseh shchita with a kli, with a whole ceremony called shchita. All it needs is an asifa, just pull it out of the water and it becomes mutter. The Rajba, in his Chidushim over here in Dav Chav Zayin, the Kesmishnu also alludes to the Shitzer Rajba, disagrees with the whole principle. He disagrees with the pasuk that's brought by Chagovni. He says it doesn't need a makar. If the Torah said that Basar, Oif, Behem Achai need Shchita, and Dag is not, it's not that the Torah is creating a new process called Asifa by Dogim v'Chagovim. There is no process. Asifa just means it doesn't need Shchita. Therefore, there's no mocking for a discussion about dead fish being in the water, whether it would be mutter, whether it would be osir, whether that would be called asifa or not. There is no process called asifa. The basic premise of the Rambam and the Rav Sadia Gaon that disagree with this Rajma seems to be that there's a poshuta concept that anything that's alive, not a tzemech, which is also alive, but anything which is alive as an animal or anything of the sort, needs to undergo some type of process. That seemed to have been a svar pshuta by the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. It's interesting, it seems to be a Gemara in Chum Daf Samach Zayin. That's fakert. The Gemara is an interesting discussion that's very relevant when we learn the sugis in the third parak about which type of bugs in the fish or in the intestines of animals, fish. It's very relevant today when some of the fish that are caught in freshwater areas are also infested with certain types of maggots and other types of bugs. And the Gemara says over there that any bug which grew inside, it's true by a fruit also, any bug which grew inside the fruit or grew inside the animal, meaning say it was, became a bug inside, didn't come in, it wasn't infested by worms or flies or whatever it is coming in from the outside, is considered to be part of the animal. And the Gemara says that the bugs that are in the animal are not mutter to be eaten. The Gemara says even though it's part of the animal, but the shechita, which is performed on the animal, that's true by a chaya and a oif, and a behema, was not performed on the bug. The bug is alive unto its own. The worm that's crawling around in the intestines of the animal is alive. So when it's in the animal, it's not mutter because the shechita is not matter. It's not, it doesn't kill it. Masha'enken, the Gemara says, by toloyim that are born, that are created in the intestines of a fish, dirni, the Gemara calls it, the bugs that are created in the intestines of the fish do become mutter when one eats the fish. Why? Because they don't eat shchita. Same way the fish doesn't eat shchita. It has a status, the fish doesn't need a ma'aser shchita. Frege nachreinim, nachreinim asks, but if, according to the Rambam and the Sadi Yogoyim, there's a process of asifa, the gathering of the fish, of the chagovim, out of the water, out of its ear space, is in and of itself a matter. What's the difference between a matter of shchita and a matter of asifa? If you tell me, like the Rajba, like other Rishonim, that dogim and chagovim don't have a matter, the Torah only calls it asifa to tell you that it doesn't need shchita, so then I understand that the bugs that have the halacha status of a fish don't need shchita either. Whereas the bugs, which have a halacha status of an animal because they were created in the intestines of an animal, so then they do not become mutter because there's a need to shech them. They have a din of an animal, that's why they're mutter. They don't have a din of toloyim. They don't have a din of bugs, of shkotzim or mosim. They have a din of livestock, of the animal itself, because they were created in the intestine of the animal. Agav, if it goes out, then it turns into a bug. Again, what does it mean, turns into a bug? These are all halacha, zeus hakosus, which means Hashem will get back to in the third parak. But what's negeya to us is that l'chayr, this Gemara seems to be soiser, the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon, by saying that by dog and by chogov, there is no process that the dog and the chogov has to undergo in order to be matrid. However, the kasha is not shver because the Rambam himself in Macholos Asuras Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin, when he talks about this halacha, this Gemara in Samach Zayin, the dirni, the bugs that were created in the intestines of the dagim, are mutter. He says that it's only when the animal was pulled out of the water. When the fish was pulled out of the water. When the fish was pulled out of the water, the asifa of the fish was matir the bugs that are in its intestines. Masha'enkein, if the bug was created after the fish came out of the water, for instance, somebody pulls a fish out of the water and there's a bug which, and then he packs it in ice and he puts it in a freezer, and then it was there for a week and the bugs that were developing were hatched and born in the intestines of the fish, those bugs would not become mutter because they did not undergo a process of asifa. If it was pulled out of the water, then the bugs were pulled out of the water as well. That would be mutter. You didn't check the animals that are born in the intestines of the animal. You only checked the animal itself. That's the pshat in the Gemara. And the Rambam Agam, Adrab, the Rambam is lishitose. The Rambam needs to explain it as such because of his shita, that without asifa, dogim themselves would be awesome. What's the source of the Rambam and Reb Sadi going? The straightforward reading would be like the Rashba. Dogim and Chagov don't need shchita. There is no process of being matter. So as we said, there seems to be a hanocha pshuta, seems to be some basic premise. And the Acharonim explain that it was poshut by the Rishonim, by Chazal, that everything that's alive, that's part of the animal kingdom, that's not part of the plant kingdom, needs a matter. The source for this seems to be the Ramban and Acharonim Mois explains that Adam Rishon was only given the right to eat from things from the plant world. Afterwards, in the times of Noach, the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Noach, that Noach and his descendants, which means all inhabitants of the world thereafter, were given the right to eat from the animal kingdom, from Balei Chai. What is the definition of a Tzemech? What is the definition of a Bal Chai? Scientifically, it's defined as locomotion. A plant, but in terms of what we said in the previous year, the tzemeach is something that doesn't have a life of its own. Doesn't have a sense of self. It's alive in terms of organic and biological growth, not like a rock or like minerals. However, it's not alive in the sense of moving around and having an independent self that goes from place to place. That locomotion is what defines it in halacha as being a dover chai. And a dover chai needs a matter. The Rabban explains that thereafter, when the members of the animal kingdom, Balei Chai, became mutter to Noach and his descendants, it was only mutter I did a process of shechita. And therefore it's poshut by the Rambam and Sadi, and there has to be some type of process. It can't be that Dagim and Chagovim don't need a matter. It has to be that they need a matter. And the name of that matter is Asifa, not shechting it on the Kona and the Voishet, like Shchitas, Bosor, Chai, Oif, Bosor, Oif, Behemah, V'chaya. But it needs a process of Asifa, an easier process. Why does it need an easier process? We could say the Gemara says that Dag needs less of a matir, we discussed in the previous year, in order to transform a live animal, which is a behemoth, which has a sense of self as an animal, into a fitting kli to be absorbed into a person. Since that animal is more of a physical mitzius, more of a physical entity, it needs a higher level matir called shchita. The Gemara says that a oif, which comes from avir, which flies around, is somewhat more ruchniistic. Ruchnius means that the gashmius is not so, the physical matter is not so, so physical, for lack of a better term. It's a little bit more spiritual. It's closer, it's lighter, it's somewhat more, somewhat less physical in nature. So therefore, it only needs a shchita on one simen. The dagim v'chagovim that are even lighter, they don't live, they're not such a physical mitzvah, they're part of the water, they fly around in the air, they're light, it's a different element. Agav, there are a lot of fish that we call fish, that are not really fish, that are really mammals, whales, dolphins, those things are real animals. They're real animals that happen to live in the water. Amphibians is for sure that way. Those are also al shkotz v'ramosim. But when we talk about dogim v'chagovim, we're talking about something which is more part of the water. They have less that physicality, and therefore the matir, which they need, is somewhat less of a matir, but a matir nevertheless, according to Shita, the Rambam, and Reb Sadi Goy. It's interesting in the Prima Godim, in the Psicha, to Hilchus Shchita, brings the Sugya and Daf Kuf Beis, and it's Hashem will learn it. The Sugya Kuf Beis discusses sources for the Isser Evim and Achayim. It's possible that Evim and Achayim is only by a behema and not by a chay of oif. There would be an Isser Evim and Achayim by a cow, by a sheep, but not by an oif, or not by a deer, which is a chay. and the Prima Godin wonders about this. So why would it not be mutter to go over to, well, maybe it would be Tzar Bal Chaim, but theoretically, why would it not be mutter to walk over to an oif, to walk over to a chicken, pull off a drumstick, and eat it raw? There's no Yisayev in Achaim. So the Achrayim say, in reference to this kasha, the same point, they say that it's clear, it's partial, that there has to be some type of process undergone in every Bal Chai in order to allow it to be eaten. The name of that Isser is not clear. It might be the Isser of Adam Rishon, eating meat. It's a general Isser against eating Bal Chai that were not transformed into food. That process is called Shechita, or by Dong of HaKagom, it's called Asifa. But there has to be some type of transformative process that takes it from being a Bal Chai, that takes it from being an animal, and turns it into a shtick food, into something that can be eaten by a person. That's what we see from this passage. This seems to be the basic premise behind this shita of the Rambam and the Reb Sadia Goyen. There's another Gemara in Bechoris, Davov and Beis, that the Gemara brings a pasuk. How do we know that milk is mutter? Milk comes out of an animal has shchita. The milk is not shechted. How come milk is mutter? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. The Torah would not praise Eretz Yisrael for something that would be awesome. It seems a little bit odd. You know, we need a pasuk to be matir milk. Obviously, we know that milk is mutter even before the pasuk. But the point of the Gemara is that there is no automatic assumption on anything that comes out from a Bal Chai that it would be mutter without some type of transformative process. The name of that transformative process might be milking the cow. It happens to be not true, because even the milk, if you checked an animal, the milk that's inside is also mutter. But that's mutter because of being part of the shkita. The animal that's, the milk that's taken out is the zovas chol of advosh. If it's milked out, it becomes mutter. What's interesting, what would be doime to the fish that are dead already, is what about milk that dripped out of an animal? Would that be mutter? Where's the transformative process there? So it seemed that the dripping out itself, that itself is the process which is matir the milk. The same is true by eggs. The Gemara says that an egg which is laid by a kosher bird would not be mutter unless we knew from the pasuk that it would be mutter. The idea behind this is the same thing. Anything that comes from the animal kingdom needs to undergo some type of transformative process to turn it into food which can be eaten by a yid. Without that, it would not be mutter. And therefore, it's clear that Dogim and Chagovim have to undergo this process also. And even without an Isser, Eiver Min Achai, it would be true as well that you would not be able to take a piece off a live animal and eat it, because Lamaisa it's from a Min Achai, without any type of matter. Interesting, in terms of this discussion of the Marishan not being permitted to eat anything from the animal kingdom, and that heter only being a distinct and separate heter that was nischadish by Noach ve'elech, Tosfos in Sanhedrin daf nun vav amud beis says that the isser of Adam Rishon was only to kill an animal. Meaning, say, what happens if there was an animal that was dead? It would be mutter to eat that animal. Why? Because the isser by Adam Rishon was only in terms of, it was somewhat more, instead of being machal sasuris, it was somewhat more of an isur etzicha. The Torah didn't give a right, the Rabbanjam didn't give a right to Adam Rishon and his descendants to destroy life in any form. And lamaisa, an animal's alive. Now, somebody's gonna come along and say that pulling a tomato out of the ground or cutting an apple off a tree is destroying life. That's not true. Tzemech is not alive. It doesn't have a separate entity. It's alive only as part of the Bria. It's alive as part of the vegetable kingdom. But does it have a life of its own? It can't move. It can't go from place to place. It can't react to situations. Interesting. Shabbos, somebody one time asked me about the famous plant, which is called the Venus flytrap, where it's attached to the ground. It's a plant, but it eats animals by moving its leaves and snapping. It has somewhat of a trap, and it traps the flies and grinds up the flies. Is that an animal? It's an interesting shaila, exactly how you would define that. But pashto, since it's attached to the ground, and it doesn't have any sight, it reacts by impulse, l'chayre, it's not an animal, but there are certain things that grow in the water, which would also have the shaila. There are corals and other parts of the, natural, ecology, which are not clear, would you define them as behemoth? Would you define it as an animal? Would you define it as plant? Is it tzemeach? Is it a chai? Is it a dog? Is it a behemoth? And so on and so forth. It's an interesting discussion to have, to take apart each species and define it separately. But getting back to our discussion, the Tosu says that the Isser was more an Isser of taking life. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim Perek Tes says clearly not that way. The Rambam says that even a behemoth meisa was also for Adam and his descendants to eat. Nothing to do with taking life. And everything to do with eating that thing. This fits very nicely with what we're saying. The Rambam that holds that there's a Poshet HaHanocha, there's a simple premise that every Dover Chai needs a matter. He holds that by Adam Rishon there was no heter of a Dover Chai. A Dover Chai cannot be fitting food for a person. A person takes a little bit of a Dover Chai into him, becomes a little bit more of an animal. A person can't do that. There has to be some type of transformative process, called Asifa, called Shchita, call it whatever you want, but there has to be some type of process. And all that whole process was Neschadish Mindor Noach Ve'elech. So before that, there was no Heter, even on a Behemah Mesa. Tosfos evidently holds like the Rashba, that the Isser that Adam Rishon had nothing to do with whether it was food or not. That Isser was an Isser on taking life, any type of life, even animal life, was an Isser to be taken out. That Isser was only taken off by Noach. Evim and Achai is included in that Isser of taking life, of taking off a limb of a living animal, but killing an animal would not be Isser. And there is no basic idea that every Dover Chai needs a matter. As the Rashba says, if it doesn't need Shechita, it doesn't need any matter whatsoever. So, L'chayra, that would be the two sides of the story. The Tosfos and the Rashba against the Rambam, as we're saying, Hilchos Malachim, L'shitasei, from the way we're describing the Rambam Shita and Asifa, of Dogen V'chagovim, together with Rav Sadia Goyen. The Rambam Ipano, one of the famous Mikubalim, whose words are quoted, also L'halachim, the Magen Avraham brings the Rambam Ipano constantly, that even Adam Rishon was mutter to kill an animal for its skin. We see that Kosmos Arva Yalbishem, that clothing were made for Adam and Chava by the Rabbanu Shalom after they were kicked out of Gan Eden, were made out of skin, were made out of animal skins. And he learns out from that, that it's mutter, it was mutter even for Adam Rishon to kill an animal. So again, this would seem to indicate that the Isser is not so much in this killing. The Isser is in the ability to eat an animal. That was not mutter for Adam. It only became mutter for Noach. And therefore, killing an animal for skin would bechlal not be a problem. This is where we describe the Shita of the Rambam and Reb Sadia Goyen. There's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Mem Testament Beis, also, the Gemara says something very interesting. Also, l'amaretz lechol bosa. And l'amaretz is not allowed to eat meat. There's all sorts of pshat in the first. We talk about this. Since when do we find in the Torah who's an amaretz, who's a tam, the only Tamil Chum allowed to eat meat? Amaratzim, people that were unlettered Jews, would not be able to eat from a carbon Pesach. There's no mitzvah for them to eat bosa, bosa v'yayin on Yom Tov. Of course not. So there are other different pshat discussed in this Gemara. The Maral, in his Chiddush HaGadol in Pesachim, explains this Gemara in a way that fits very nicely with what we're discussing. Maral says that he says that everything that's from the animal kingdom is choymer, it's pure choymer, it's pure physicality. In order to be absorbed into the bloodstream of a person, it has to have the ability to be turned into a ruach, to be turned into something spiritual or something that can be used as a kli for producing spirituality, which is the tafkid of a yid. Even his, the chelik of him, which is physical in nature, has to be used to produce, to produce ruchnis, to produce the ratzon Hashem, to produce kvod shamayim. Which is why a person, even in his most physical sense, in his reproductive system, shares very little together with an animal, a human being, with his reproductive system, has the power to bring human life into this world, to create another door of avdei Hashem. There's nothing more ruchnistic than that. That is, the Maral refers to that as the ultimate power to transform choymer into ruach, to transform physicality into ruchnius. So the Maral says what the Gemara is bringing out is a concept that a person, an amoritz, in the Gemara's times does not refer to somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham, refers to somebody who has no attachment to Torah in any form or shape. Rebbe Kiva, before he learned Aleph Beis, was an amoritz. He might not be out of the realm of an Er Lechiyud, but he does not have any connection with Torah that could give him that ability to transform Gashmias into Ruchnias. The power to transform Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba, the power to transform anything physical into this world, in this world, into Ruchnias, comes from Torah. Torah is Ruchnias, and it was brought into our world, into our Gashmias world, to transform the world we live in into a Kli for Ruchnias. A person who has no Shaychus, a person who is completely disconnected from that power of Torah, cannot eat meat, the Maral says. What does it mean he can't eat meat? It means he does not have the koyach to transform Gashmias into Ruchnias. It's not referring to an Isser in Shulchan Aruch of him eating a salami sandwich. It's referring to his inability to undergo that process, which is the ultimate role of Klal Yisrael in this world. Again, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us the koyach to absorb these lessons into our bloodstream, not only when we eat meat, and of course the bracha is that everything we eat should undergo any process that needs la'alocha, or that should be roi for us to eat, but we should also absorb these ideas into our consciousness, not just into our physical being, but into our awareness level of who we are, what we are, and what our purpose in this world is.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.